So it might be a 3-1 defeat today, but that doesn't really reflect the performance for Sunderland first, does it?
No, it doesn't, not at all. We were by far the better team. In everything we did, our passing, our movement, our positioning. We made three simple errors that were like the schoolboy errors, really, and they made us pay for it. And what pleased me, though, was we came back at them. We went back at them. I think a couple of decisions could have gone our way, but you can't. I think the referee overall had a good game. I think that we stood off York a bit at times, which gave them the momentum, but we still snuffed out everything they had. And we just lacked that quality in the final ball. You know, sometimes we have to play ugly, and we don't do that enough. You know, we needed to get the ball down and have a look at what we were playing against. We allowed York to dictate how we played at times. But again, we were the better team. You saw the game. We were by far the better team. And the result doesn't reflect how well we played today.
You must be pleased as well, because the side have suffered some heavy defeats this season, so you must be pleased with the way they responded today.
Well, they've had a couple of horror shows. Let's not kid ourselves. But you have Matty Bray coming up from the seconds today, and I thought he was fantastic. His work rate was phenomenal. You know, I can't, I speak about Matty, but I can't really pinpoint anybody who let us down. Nobody let us down. You know, it was just one of them days, and it didn't matter how hard we tried, it just wasn't going to go for us, you know. And again, I look at the players that we had out there, and I was delighted with them.
So there's obviously a lot of positives now, obviously one game before Christmas and after Christmas. What's the rest of the season hold for the first team?
We're hoping, let's just consolidate. You know, I don't think we can be promoted now, but we need to consolidate our position in this division and then go for it next year, because I honestly believe that we are not playing to our full potential, you know, and we need to sort of like get a grip of the problems that we're having. We're losing good players, you know, we lost players to injury, lads who can't play because of lectures and things like that, and it's a big miss in the first, you know. It's not like if they're in the thirds or the fourths where players can drop down. Nobody can drop down, and haven't got the quality to move up. That's the problem, you know. But overall, at the end of the day, we've been beaten, and unjustly so, I think, you know. I think the players gave everything. It just wasn't the day, you know what I mean? It wasn't for them.